up last night. We finished the sign of the movies. They are very appreciative. They express that there is an atmosphere of purity here, and cleanliness. They highly commended our temple activities. Some of them are in the RT. They also wanted to see the RT in the morning today. So it seems to me that most of them are devotees.
Big success, Srila Prabhupada.
Mm.
The scientists are all stone-hearted men. But you have melted their hearts. This Krishna consciousness is so nice, and you have simply melted their hearts. This is all by your grace, Srila Prabhupada. That even the scientists are now being delivered. These scientists never would have come to Vrindavan.
They heard too long.
But you have made this wonderful place here in Vrindavan.
Any respectful nation that they had to come.
But by your mercy, Sri Prabhupada, now I think you will come later.
Mm.
The man who came yesterday is the friend of our guest. His name is Dr. Chaudhary. He's also the retired architect. He had a strong appreciation of the architectural design of the temple.
Mm.
He said that Gurukul also, they look all over the Gurukul. They are very appreciative. So then I told them that we are planning to build another auditorium for the institute and for the ISKCON activities. So they didn't know these things before. This Ghatak, Professor Ghatak, he's the head of the physics department of Indian Institute of Technology. He told me outside that he never expected that such nice things might exist in Vrindavan. So he said there is an atmosphere of purity and cleanliness, and he was thinking that maybe he could bring his fire for the Gurukul.
Yeah, maybe it's an idea. Who are you?
How do you want to be?
There you are.
Yes.
It must be.
Hot.
No.
Heated. One.
One or two others. It must be sucked by the other. This must be dried up.
Dried up, yes. By rubbing?
Yeah.
Drive the oil into the skin by rubbing.
Whose hand is called?
Oh, my hand. Bhagavan, I'm sorry, I will not touch you. I am very cold. We fed them nice prasadam also yesterday, Srila Prabhupada.
Hmm.
3 meals a day, they get breakfast in the morning.
Hmm.
They get some kachori and some hot jalebi and some alu sabji and hot milk for breakfast, nashta. Then in the afternoon for lunch, they get 2 sabjis. They get rice. They get dal. They get chapatis and 2 sweets, para and bundi ladu. And then in the evening, again, they get some sabji and roti, samosa, like that.
Yeah, we had nice prasadam.
And everyone is very pleased and satisfied with the prasadam.
I think about 40 people. Today will come more. I think Dr. Plana is coming tomorrow. He's a medical doctor. He's bringing several of his friends. He's also our life member.
His son is a devotee.
Yeah.
Problem knows. Nadeem Krishna.
Nadeem Krishna. That's right. So the conference, I'm going to have a debate in Delhi, roundtable conference with Dr. Kothari, D.S. Kothari and his group.
I do really like
that. He proposed that. That's the Indian National Science Academy. But he had some very strange ideas. I'd like to clarify some of the points. Also, the people who are coming here, they want us to come and speak to all their school and universities. So we'll concentrate here in Delhi, near Delhi and Punjab this time, Aligarh and Agra. We'll try to finish this area within this coming month or so. And after that, I'll move to Bombay. I'll try to organize better in Bombay also. Bombay will be much more effective. There are so many scientists there. I'd like to make a strong show in Bombay.
They have a space center. Don't tell them about that.
They have a Tuamli Atomic Research Center also. There's a place called Tata Institute of Fundamental Research.
And in Bangalore, they have some.
Yes. We go all over India. In Calcutta will be very interesting because there are so many people.
Yesterday you took dal and roti. How was it tasting?
It was very tasteful. But my tongue had no taste. Many days already. By stimulating the body.
Vrindavan is so beautiful at this time, the Prabhupada. Everyone's, the sky is so clear, the stars are so bright, and also the weather is so beautiful. We have a nice decoration of the hall. Last night, one of the professors from Agra told me that one has organized this conference next year. This will be an annual feature. It's a science conference in Vrindavan every year.
Let them make advance in scientific research. Because they cannot capture the reality.
Yes.
That's right. I have had it. And Socrates was condemned to death. Judges and prayer. How Mr. Socrates wants to be entombed. And judges and prayer. Socrates, how do we want to maintain? Socrates, first of all, capture this. then we go around. And to me.
Yes.
How do you say?
That is a historical fact.
What is logging?
What is logging?
He said, first you'll have to catch me.
Until you have spoken about this, though, Srila Prabhupada, no one really understood the deep meaning of what Socrates had said. It is by your grace that the light has been put on that as to what is the deep meaning of what Socrates meant when he was talking about the soul. Generally, people cannot understand these things.
When Alexander the Great was going to conquer India, first of all, he asked Socrates, what shall I bring you? So Socrates, he just requested him, you bring me the water from the holy Ganges, and you bring those sacred texts which are studied by the holy men in India. So these are the only two things I want.
There is no question of thinking, Srila Prabhupada. It is a fact, it is reality that you have become successful. Because you have converted even now the scientists. Even the scientists are becoming encouraged to take up Krishna consciousness. And their minds are being changed. It is history. We are seeing it right before our eyes. That is another one of your great contributions in your spiritual conquest, that you have converted the scientists as Chaitanya has conquered the Mayavadis. You have conquered the scientists. That's why we are very much eager that you shall remain with us more and more to carry on these conquests, that we can somehow or other in some small way just help you, that your presence is definitely required.
actually all the devotees are just living to see you from time to time, so that they can get your darshan.
It's a fact that we live only by saying, for what's the mercy?
Actually, Srila Prabhupada, even though you're simply lying in bed, whatever instructions you give, those are being broadcast all over the world. Simply from this bed, you can preach all over the world. You have established such expert system for preaching. You're BBT, you have so many disciples. And now, even lying in bed in Vrindavan, the preaching is going throughout the world in so many languages. Even whatever you're speaking here, the GBC and the older devotees are taking back to so many different countries and translating into so many languages: Spanish, French, German, Italian. Devotees all over the world are just waiting to hear every word that you speak.
We had one big book table set up in the conference hall yesterday with all of your books, all of your Srimad Bhagavatams, all of the Chaitanya Charitamritas, and that bronze statue of yourself was there, and the books by the scientists, by Sadhguru Das and by Swarup Damodar, which were explaining scientific theories in light of Krishna consciousness. All those books were there, and the scientists were appreciating them very much.
When news gets out, Srila Prabhupada, that you've started to translate again, all of the devotees are going to the ecstatic. And they'll feel like their life has come back. Remind us that just like Krishna Das Kaviraj, he was in such a condition and he couldn't move practically from his lying position, nor could he see. So many senses were failing, but he spoke or wrote down such an incredible book.
Everyone is eagerly awaiting the new issues of your books all over the world. But to speak of the devotees, the scholars, the professors, the librarians, and just the general reading public who are patronizing your books, Literally, millions of people all over the world are eagerly awaiting new issues of your volumes. And the news gets out that you are again translating and that the new volumes of 10th Canto will be available, everyone will be in ecstasy.
Have luck. From later, from New Vietnam, appealing as a book.
Right. As everybody appreciates, including the scientists, people.
Previously, these scientists were turning away from their culture because no one was giving it purely. But Krishna, by Krishna's grace, by your grace, Srila Prabhupada, you are giving the Krishna consciousness science of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam purely in this line of disciple succession. And now it is becoming attractive again, even to those who have already given it up, thinking it to be not useful. They are now finding it renewed and refreshed, and they are finding it a renewed interest in all the Vedic literatures. And this is all by your power, all by your grace.
Yesterday, last night, some of the scientists were asking how our Gurukul boys here studying Sanskrit. And some of them were telling that they have given up to study Sanskrit because they want to study English. So how the change of views. The Westerners are trying to learn Sanskrit and they're saying that they are giving up. So we had a strange feeling how these things are happening. Then I told him that Srila Prabhupada sometimes commented that in the future we are importing Brahmins from the West so that we can learn the Brahminical culture from the Western world. So he was telling me that that is now becoming a fact. The Western devotees are taking so seriously and trying to spread the message of Krishna consciousness all over the world.
We're all banging on the drums, in the cartels, starting on, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, very loud, tumultuous sound. All the devotees were very happy. That sound shall go everywhere in the world. Everywhere the devotees would
something impossible. What, no action, no, huh? No, no, no. He just want, why, I don't know why the, how sorry, I want to know why the yearling is not as bad as it was. What action is taken to make it not bad?
You're not drinking that orange juice. I was told by Perry Bracatari, he seems to know something about juices and things like that. He said that orange juice is much too powerful. It kind of scourges the kidneys. It scars them out. And,
What I'm drinking
is sweet lime juice. He also thought that might be a little strong because it's citrus. Because actually the urine is still cloudy, and that did not occur until you began to drink this orange and sweet lime. The first night when the blood was there, that day you had drunk 2 glasses of sweet lemon and 1 glass of orange. This like pomegranate juice. This is very good because it's not citrus. Is the sweet lemon juice giving some strength? Just, it gives a little taste though, but that is also important. How did you like the pomegranate juice? Is here.
I never took this stuff. You got that book there, you sure, and that reprint. And it's taking this.
Right. Wasn't allopathic. Well, Krishna, as you're suggesting.
I'm not suggesting, I'm questioning.
Yeah. Whether it might have been some of these herbal remedies that may have caused the blood to come.
What is that?
What was that? One spoonful of natural.
That was all. It was just some syrup that you took before.
Oh yeah,
how do you do it? Sweet lime, they're strong too.
Yeah.
Well, he's not getting it from taking sweet lime.
No, but urine's still cloudy. There's still some pus from it.
I was drinking as much as you did that one day.
I don't think he has the sweet lime. I think he's sweet then.
Yeah, he did.
He had
the blood. No, no. The first day he kind of originally brought it from, I immediately drank a glass
of sweet lime. Of lime,
of sweet lime. And then in the night time, he had orange juice. Yes. And then the next morning, then he passed the blood in his urine. And then again, the next morning, he took the sweet wine in it. But since he hasn't had any orange juice,
since then, to this day, no Buddha. It is something that I still planted, and still take it. It's pretty long, just, well, it wasn't there before, so it's my mistake. I don't have any of the honest years for a long time. I'm ready to my sense of citrus for the next two stones, for the kidney, for the kidney, for me.
You can get the bath ready for the song.
Mm-hmm.
You can get the bath bathing ready.
Mm-hmm.
Cool with the bank people. The gentleman has come from Delhi. Giriraj and I are talking with him. We transferred the receipts there and we're just completing the formalities. And the bank manager said he was the assistant to the title, was one of the top men in the bank. He's completely disgusted when he saw this stuff, these are his own words, with how they have arranged things here. And he's going to completely redecorate this office, putting in rugs and full furniture and waiting facilities and make it a first-class office. He said he cannot understand how this has been allowed to go on like this in the name of Punjab Bank. And he's having a new manager brought here who's been trained in Delhi, a younger man who's a little bit more, you know, capable of making proper decisions and acting in a nice way. And every single request. Yes, well, this man will have a little bit more freedom to act. Generally, they're going to now rectify all of their mistakes. They feel very sorry. The senior people in the bank feel very sorry for the way in which business has been dealt with towards us. And they're going to transfer. The receipts have already been transferred. We're just finishing up all of the formalities. Giriraj was right. The thing which we wanted to do now has been done. It's the head men in Punjab Bank had no idea of how we were being dealt with locally. And when they were informed, they became very much desirous of rectifying everything. Because they feel that we're a very worthy accountant holders with them. And they don't want anything to jeopardize. And we told them we have every intention of expanding our facilities here. Simply we want to be dealt with in a proper, normal way. So I think I should return there to finish the discussions. Everything is quite in order, though. There's nothing to worry about.
And the writer is not there?
Yes, everybody's there.
Gupta.
Gupta is there and Dugal. They've come twice. They came this afternoon and Giriraj fed them prasadam. They went to the conference hall where we were having prasadam with the scientists. They took full prasad. The man has come with his wife. He's a devotee.
Gupta is in charge.
Yes, Gupta will no longer be in charge of this local office here. He's the person who was, frankly speaking, he was, Giriraj found him to be the one who was most harassing. They purposely have not brought him here this evening, I think. He's not here this evening. Because the manager, the chief man from Delhi could understand that this Mr. Gupta was creating a lot of difficulties.
Gupta is here.
Dugal is here. So we're explaining to him that everything, you know, we want what we want, and they're agreeing to everything. He doesn't say anything anymore because he has been exposed as having harassed us and unnecessarily not given the proper facilities. I mean, he cannot say anything. They're Dougal says that whatever I'm told to do by the head office, I must do.
So here's your government.
Yes. So he's agreeing to do everything. They have to do everything. They're just workers for the head office. They cannot act independently of the head office. They have to carry out the orders of the head office.
So he's hogging my friend.
Yes, you're a hermit. How are you feeling after it? Arnic massage is good. It'll keep your body a little bit loosened and
so as they're long.
He's supposed to be coming back. I do not know if he's gone with Bhagavad, but he said that he'd be coming back in a short time. I think that this prayer and massaging and also using your brain for translating a little bit. I think that's also very important.
Yeah.